Illinois voters will soon have the chance to cast their primary ballots, and all week on Sound Ideas, we'll be taking a closer look at races in McLean County. Today, we look to South Bloomington, where residents will have at least one new representative on the McLean County Board after this year's election. Three Democrats are in a primary race for two spots on the November ballot. Ryan Dunham has more on the candidates.
The residents of District 9 in South Bloomington are currently represented on the county board by two Republicans. Susan Schaefer is running for re-election. Lindsay Bloomfield is two, but after redistricting, she'll be over in District 3. The three Democrats running in District 9 are Brandy Elmore, Julie Hahn, and Natalie Roseman Mendoza. The top two vote-getters will advance to the general election. The Democratic primary here has been pretty cordial so far. In fact, when I asked Hahn and Roseman Mendoza for their thoughts on mental health care issues facing the county, they suggested I talk to Elmore, because that's her issue. Elmore is a social worker with two master's degrees. She's worked in mental health for years, from preschoolers to seniors, and has a younger sister with a mental illness. She says it's indeed her top issue if elected.
Over the past decade, I've seen how budget cuts have affected my clients directly. I also worked for a period of time at the Center for Human Services doing screenings for the community. So I was one of the first points of contact for people who were looking for mental health services. And we had to turn away so many and refer out. And it was just so heartbreaking to know that there's people who know what they need, who know what they want. Some people don't even know what they need. They just know they need help. But there's such a limitation in accessing those services.
Elmore thinks that local leaders can do a better job allocating the local sales tax revenue that's collected specifically for mental health. She says the county's efforts need to be more preventative instead of reactive.
We're focused very highly on crisis intervention services, as opposed to long-standing, ongoing community-based services.
Elmore says local agencies are not well-funded, and their employees often leave for private practice so they can make more money.
And so I think that funding is a critical piece of access to mental health care, and that's what I want to try and be a part of to improve.
Natalie Roseman Mendoza is a paraprofessional who works with high school students with moderate or severe disabilities. She's also an artist. Roseman Mendoza says her big issue is health care. She says she was left troubled by her experiences when her mother had a bad recovery from her surgery and needed to go into a nursing home. She saw health care staff who were stretched to the limit.
I know it's a huge beast to tackle coming out of a pandemic, but if I have a voice, why am I not using it for something good?
It is a huge beast, and also one that the county board only has a small role in addressing. I asked her if she could be any more specific about how the county board could address such broad issues in the healthcare system.
Seeing that I'm still learning, I'm hesitant to say anything that might be completely wrong or impossible. But at this point, I want to look for any ways to make healthcare improvements, and I'm not big on introducing new taxes. I'm not big on introducing new taxes, but maybe looking into where maybe some reallocating might be done to take funds that we already have and putting them in various places to help alleviate pressures instead of just, I'd have to look into it.
Roseman Mendoza says she has not closely followed developments at the county-owned nursing home in Normal, which has been a financial drain for the county for years. It now has a new director after being subject to a Blue Ribbon Advisory Panel's review. Brandy Elmore said she too needed to do some more research on the nursing home before weighing in more fully on its future. Elmore and the third Democrat in the race, Julie Hahn, did agree that one benefit of the county continuing to operate the nursing home was its increased accountability. Here's Julie Hahn.
At least here, if it's in the county, you have some form of contact, or you could hope to seek resolution. You know, when it goes up to when those facilities get sold to a corporate level, it kind of makes it hard to really seek a resolution.
Unlike the other two, Julie Hahn has prior experience on an elected board. She was a trustee in the Village of Downs. She moved to Bloomington about 3 years ago. Hahn says her top priorities are roads and other infrastructure. She says she was a trustee in Downs when the village was putting in its new sewer system, a major project that led to some other utility lines occasionally being cut accidentally.
When those incidents happen, they need to be addressed. You need to have someone come out and fix it. You need to tell your homeowners. You need to give them an ETA. you know, you need to just keep on, you know, reassuring them it's, you know, it's for the better, it's for the better.
Republicans hold an 11-9 majority on the county board. I asked Julie Hahn why she's running as a Democrat. Her response was that we needed to work to get past the R's and D's after people's names.
We, as a board, need to work together to continue to do that. You know, whether we have the letter R or whether we have the letter D behind us, you know, we need to, you know, be able to move forward and not have so much, you know, he said, she said, or, you know, we need to keep it on a positive note.
Posed the same question to Natalie Roseman Mendoza about why she is a Democrat.
Mostly my moral standings, my little bit more or less conservative demeanor and beliefs.
Brandi Elmore says being a Democrat ties back to her family experience and her professional training.
My professional philosophy is to be an advocate and a voice for individuals who might not have that platform or have the ability to voice their needs and their desires. But again, that's a Republican issue too, because honestly, there's people who are vulnerable on both sides of the aisle. And so I'm running through the Democratic office because my values align more closely with theirs, but ultimately I'm running for McLean County.
Brandi Elmore, Julie Hahn, and Natalie Roseman Mendoza are all running for McLean County Board in South Bloomington's District 9 in the June 28th Democratic primary. Early voting begins Thursday. I'm Ryan Denham.
Tomorrow on Sound Ideas, you'll hear from Charlie Schlenker on the race to replace Dan Brady in the 105th Congressional District.